prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and we are live on 14 October 2024. Welcome to the next broadcast, wherever you are around the world, wherever you're listening. And I want to say this, all the networks that pick up our program from Global Star Radio, Todd Waite puts it up on satellite. And many, many other places pick it up off there, including WWCR and the shortwave stations pick it up. The other stations carry it. Thank you for doing that. Some of you play it live. Some of you do it recorded. But either way, thank you so much for doing that. I pray that we're a blessing to y'all and somehow or another maybe help you understand a few things, get through some hardships, and how, folks, this world is coming to pieces, going to pieces, I guess you say. I had a very special guest line up tonight. We were going to talk to my granddaughter. Remember, we interviewed her a couple of years ago, and she had messed her life up unbelievably. And I'm not going to tell her story again. I'll let her share. She texted me and said she could hardly talk. She started coughing and snotting, I guess you say, and asked if we could change. I want to reschedule as soon as I can so we can listen to my granddaughter Allison's testimony and her journey in a battle with Satan and drugs, and all matter of sin. I'm serious. She's not turned 20 years old. She started young. But I want her to share her story as soon as possible. So please forgive her. She couldn't help it. She got sick and things happened. It's hard enough being on the radio, but when you can barely talk and all you want to do is blow your nose and cough, it can be embarrassing. So we'll get her back on as soon as possible. Don't forget that if everything goes like we plan, this weekend coming up, we're going to have Bible study. I hope you'll join us. The first half hour from 10:30 to 11 Eastern time is our prayer request time, praise report time. And we need always to remember to give our Father praise. Before we go to prayer on anything, Bible says to come in His presence with thanksgiving and praise. We need to do that, folks. Count our blessings and praise Him for the goodness before taking petitions before Him. We need to let Him know we appreciate what He's done for us all these years. So join us if you can at 10:30 a.m. Eastern this coming Saturday morning. Go to PastorButch.com and click on Rumble, and there will be. Or call the phone number 339-209-5013. That's 339-209-5013. Listen on the phone. But I hope you join us. I do mean that. And again, thank you all for watching and listening all over the world. Some of you are live and some of you delayed, but thanks so much for that. You come and join us because at 11:30 we're going into Christian Worldview News. At 1 o'clock I'm going to do a teaching. I'm going to just preview some tonight. And this is a very, very serious teaching entitled Breaking the Chains of Fear. And folks, I'm going to share a little bit tonight with you, a little preview of it, that you understand just how dangerous fear can be. But anyway, look at the special we're offering right now on Kathy O'Brien's books. Transformation America is a book that everyone who cares about what's going on in this country, if you watch the news at all, you know who Diddy, I can't remember the last name now, but you know who Diddy is. The rap star has been charged with child abuse and all manner of sex abuse on people. Well, Diddy Combs is his name, is in deep trouble unless somebody pulls his butt out of the fire, or all of a sudden he commits suicide. That happened before, you know. But what you're seeing now on TV is the tip of the iceberg that Kathy O'Brien revealed back in the mid-90s in Transformation of America. The book is $25 plus $5 shipping. And I hope you'll get it. I hope you'll read it. Because she was sharing before it was ever brought out in public what was going on behind the scenes of famous people, movie stars, politicians, even our own Senator Robert C. Byrd. Everybody in Washington just about worship. Got a statue of him in the tundra of the capital of West Virginia in Charleston. And the man owned Kathy O'Brien. Was her handler, so to speak. Yeah, this is all true. So the book's available, folks. If you have enough courage to read it, $25 plus $5 shipping. And the other one that we're denying, offering access denied for reasons of national security. It's 400 pages long plus. A book that will absolutely explain to you how they kept this covered up for so long, and are still trying to keep it covered up. But involved in this, my friend, this time. Well, by the way, that book is $35 plus $5 shipping. You order them both, you can get shipping on. $6 covered all, I'm sure, but shipping is so expensive. But now we're seeing stars being named that are absolutely out in front of this whole movement. And this is my topic tonight, but we're seeing people like Oprah. Yeah, Oprah Winfrey is involved in this. Big time. Oh, yeah. I'm not making up. For those of you that receive our email blast and get our news magazine, the Minuteman News, once a month via email, when I see something important, I always send it out to the whole list. If you're not receiving our Minuteman News magazine and our email blast, you're missing out on some very important information. We sent out an email today revealing what I just told you in much, much, much more detail of who's involved and what they do. And they're naming names, folks. Naming names, right? I mean, people that you would just, well, I wouldn't say you have a hard time believing, because I believe about anybody that has the kind of fame and fortune like people do can do about anything they want to and do. But if you want to receive our Minuteman News Magazine and our email blast, just call our toll-free number at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Give Faith your email address or email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. pastorbutch@startmail.com. And I will see that you get added to our newsletter list and our news blast. Those news blasts are powerful. I only send out what I really sincerely think is important to send to you, because I want you to receive it so you understand what's happening. Folks, there's no point in lying to ourselves. We're living in hellish times. Probably the most wicked time in the history of the world, especially in nations like here in America. Oh, it goes on in a big time place like Ukraine and Israel. Believe me, they are corrupted because we're corrupted. America, if you read Revelation 18, has corrupted the earth. And America's judgment, Ezekiel 38 and 39, is coming, and it's coming hard. As the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, we live in perilous times. Perilous times. I mean, that means dangerous. Means times that are hard to deal with. Confusing times. Frustrating times. Times of anger and turmoil. That's where we live today. And I know for a fact that many people are walking in fear because of what's coming on this world. Matter of fact, Christ himself said to us in Luke 21, I'm not going to take time to read all these tonight. I don't have time to. But I'll share more detail come this weekend in Bible study, Lord willing. If you want to call and talk to me anytime tonight, I'll open the lines up immediately if you want to talk to us at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Anything you want to add to the conversation, folks? This is tonight's just me and you. We're just talking back and forth. I'm sharing what's on my heart and mind. You feel free to call in and show what's on your heart and mind, okay? That's what we're here for. This is not about me. This is not about me, not about you. It's about glorifying Jesus Christ and maybe edifying the body of Christ and warning somebody else about the imminent judgment that's on this world and on individuals as we leave this world. It's appointed a man once to die, after that the judgment. There's no reincarnation, no second chance. Once you're gone, and payday is all yours. Remember that. But breaking the chains of fear, and I understand, folks, I understand fear. I'm only a man. You know what I mean? I'm not going to get into different kinds of fear, although in some fears, it's actually good for you. Keeps you out of trouble sometimes, you know what I mean. Fear of heights or the fear of a snake maybe crawling up looking at you, or a fear of other issues that they feel uncomfortable with. There are such things as good fear in certain times. They're necessary to preserve our lives and our health. But the fear I want to talk about tonight, just a little bit, is a fear that is destroying, literally destroying people's souls. Now, that's the truth. You know, it's 71 times in the Bible. 71 times in the Bible is the term fear not, do not fear. 71 times. Now, why would that be repeated so many different times if it wasn't important for us to understand about fear? Now, why would that be repeated so many different times if it wasn't important that we don't fear? Now, I'm going to read something to you. This is in your Bible. If you have a King James Bible, and it's only one I recommend. Do what you want to, but it's only one I recommend, only one I use. KJV 1611. In Revelation 21. Revelation 21, it tells you who are the ones who are going to be cast into the lake of fire. Oh, that's right. That's what it does. It does. And Revelation 21, verse 8 says, the first ones cast into that lake of fire are the fearful. The first one cast into the lake of fire, the burning hell, if you want to call it that, are the fearful. Oh, then it mentions unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers. It mentions all those. And you look at that and say, well, murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and adulterers, they're worse than fearful. No. Though, according to the Word of God, fearful, being fearful is the greatest sin. I didn't write it. Look in your book. And that word fearful simply means fearful or timid and faithless. Yeah, that's right. Timidity is a sin before God. Now, I'm not saying that you're boisterous and loud. No, timid, meekness is one thing. Timidity and the fear of speaking the truth is what is fearful. If you do not speak truth because you're afraid of what others may think about you, you're walking in fear. Matthew chapter 10, Christ warned about that. If you deny him before men, he'll deny before the Father. That's in your Bible, folks. I didn't write the book. I have nothing to do with that. And believe me, sometimes know that it cuts me also. I'm only a man. I have nothing special about me at all. I try to be a servant of our Father. But I realize that even that sometimes I'm very, very weak and inadequate in so many different ways. But know that I want to serve our Father in heaven. I want to do His will all the time. My problem is I'm in my own way. But fear is something that tries to be generated every day by Satan and his minions. And I know you blame it all on Satan if you want to, but he told us in scriptures and especially in Timothy that he didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gives us a spirit of power and a sound mind and we can overcome this fear through faith. He didn't leave us here hopeless and helpless. He didn't do that. You know, in the Hebrews chapter 2, we're told, and this is probably one of the biggest fears that mankind ever faced, the fear of death. And probably when you, if you're out there and you're 15, 20, 30, 40 years old, you're probably not thinking, oh, I got a ways to go yet. I'm not worried about dying yet. I understand how you feel. I mean, I was a little cocky myself when I was younger, and I wouldn't worry about dying at the time. But you start getting some years on you, 60s, now I'm in my 70s. You realize that every time your heart beats, you're closer to leaving this world. And the Bible says that the fear of death has a bondage. It has chains, and it binds you, and it keeps you tied to like in prison where you're afraid to speak or act. Because the fear of death, it says, we're in bondage. But we're told in Hebrews 2 that Christ came to break that fear of death. Don't you know that you can't really live until you no longer fear death? You can't really live until you no longer fear death. Because you're too timid. Remember what the word fear means, timid? Folks, this is a very serious teaching we're doing in some detail come this Saturday. If fear were not a deadly sin, then why would it be number one in the list of ones cast in the lake of fire? If fear was not a deadly sin, why would we mention as anything abominable in the first place? But preacher, all men are fearful. That's true. I can't think of anybody who wasn't fearful to begin with. Even Peter was fearful. He denied Christ three times. He repented of it. Become a very bold spokesman for Christ. But fear is natural to man. But so is sin, period. That's why we're given faith. That's why we're given faith to believe in him and understand his will. And that gives us courage and determination to do what's right. Fear is natural. Faith sometimes flies in the face of everything we see happening. We think, well, this can be happening because we don't believe it. We just can't believe it. I mean, faith can't be real because look what's happening to our world. Folks, we're on the verge of a huge war in the Middle East and in NATO, in Europe. We're on the verge of a huge war coming on. I mean, America now, we know right now, they admitted to putting 100 troops in Israel. We know that's admitted to, but there's a lot more there than that. We know that any day now, Israel is going to go into Iran. It can, I mean, I really thought it would happen on Yom Kippur. It didn't. But I really thought it would. But don't think it's over yet, because it's not. And if we go through this up until so-called election time, and we survive up to the end as what we call a nation, a somewhat normal nation, which we're not, but if we kind of keep the status quo, and we have an election, do you really see a peaceful transition of power there either way? Perilous times are here. And how we live our lives is going to make a determination where we spend eternity. Let's take a phone call. Let's talk to Jan and Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening.
I hope your granddaughter, I pray your granddaughter feels better real soon.
Oh, she will. He will, I'm sure.
She's a sweetie. I'm going to ask for prayers tonight for my sister. She's having knee surgery, replacement surgery on Thursday.
Okay.
So if everyone would say prayer for her, I would appreciate that. Okay. I think it's okay. But fear, the wrath of God is what we need to fear the most. It's not death we fear. It's where, what happens after, and where are we going to end up that we should
worry
about.
That's exactly right. I mean, reverence God and spit in Satan's face. But, you know, I speak to a lot of people, Jan, just what I do. And I'm a lot of people, even Christians, a lot of them are just scared to death. And I don't mean they're panicked and they don't want to see the future. They don't want to read the Bible because it scares them. It bothers them. But we as believers, although we're just people, we should be able to overcome that fear through faith, should we not?
That's right. Overcoming through faith, the wrath of God. And now people are going to see and experience that.
Oh, yes.
And
absolutely.
It is the final moment of this world. are going to be gone. It says, blessed are those that endure till the end. So
I agree.
If you keep your faith and keep it strong and keep it growing, it has to grow daily. You know, you have to keep it every day, no matter what is going on, no matter what is happening to you. It's that faith. That's what saves you.
That is what saves you. Staying in the Word. You know, the Bible tells in Hebrews 11, that we call the faith chapter, that Noah built the ark out of fear. Now, when that kind of fear was, he feared God. He didn't fear man. He built the ark out of fear of knowing what God says is going to happen. He built the ark to preserve himself and his family. The world laughed at him, I'm sure. They mocked him, ridiculed him. Why are you building a boat for? And they said, what's rain? We never saw rain before. But Noah motivated by the fear of God to do what he's told to do. And if we have that kind of attitude, we can care less what mankind thinks. We're going to do what God wants us to do.
That's right. Do what God wants us to do.
Amen.
What He wants us to do. You don't not run out and, you know, lesser two evils, whoever sounds best politically, or who we believe will give us more money, or, you know, try to end any of it, because none of them are going to end any of it. He's given
That's
us
true.
Enough warning and told us no. Watch for my signs. Well,
how many times in our lifetime have even we voted for the lesser of evil because we thought it was the right thing to do? I've done it. I vote for the lesser of the two evils. And all I've done is help damn the nation. That's all I've done is help damn the nation.
That's
all I've done. And people like to hear that. And
they
I can't
the right
help
thing.
It.
They act. They say the right thing, act the right way, and then when they get in there, they find someone else to blame. Oh, Congress
right.
didn't do this, or this couldn't didn't do that, or it's all this one's fault.
Yep.
Where is their fear of God?
I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah.
That's really
you
true.
Should have listened to begin with.
Well, people,
that's
we
true.
Are,
we can't
we,
see.
We, go ahead.
We can't. See what's in other people's heart. God can.
That's true. Very true.
And
being mere mortals and trying to grasp on what we've had all of our life, you know, we've always been pretty much blessed. We have food to eat and place to sleep. We try to hang on to that because that's what we've had all of our life. That's what we know. And now that we got used to those things, we don't want to lose them. So fear losing those things will make people bow down and worship the beast. That's what they're going to do. They're going to forsake God and worship the beast.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Okay.
Jen, I got to go. I got one line open, so go ahead. What else you want to say?
All right. God bless everybody.
God bless you.
Remember,
thanks for the call.
Marcia and Pastor Butch in your prayers. All right. Bye-bye,
Thank
Pastor.
Thank you so much. God bless, sweetheart. Phone's open, folks. We only have one line open. I'm going to telephone you tonight. Hopefully, tomorrow night, I'll have all this fixed and back on a different way to talk to you, have more lines open. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. But we're just trying to share tonight something that I hope will edify you to stop and think what we're doing on this earth and why we're here. All these things that well, you know, Hebrews 11, the faith chapter, says the men and women of faith didn't obtain the promises that they were they were told was going to happen in their lifetime or whatever. It wasn't the time yet, but through faith they honor God. That's what we're doing. I can't tell you what's going to happen next week or tomorrow. I don't set dates and deadlines, but I do know in my spirit, in my soul, that things are really getting desperately evil in this world. And one day soon, something's going to give. But that we cannot walk in fear. Preparation is not fear. Preparation is common sense. That's why squirrels put nuts up for the wintertime, and the ants store up, as the Bible says, store up for the future. There's nothing wrong with preparation. But people are fearful, and they react in panic. Why else do you think somebody would follow the beast system? All those that would want to buy and sell can't without the mark. Why do you think that's going to happen? Fear of losing their stuff. Fear of being ostracized. Fear of going to prison. Fear hath torment. And when you walk in fear, folks, you're full of torment constantly. And that's why people sometimes are doing drugs and in the booze and all the other things, because they're trying their best to get rid of that fear. And for a little while they escape out of fear into, I guess you'd say, they numb their feelings and their brains, and they're doing their best to escape for a while out of fear. And I know that to be true, because when they sober up, they are back in the idea that they have to have another fix, another drink to function. This is all true. I'm not making this up at all. You know this is true. You can't escape fear with the tools of this world. You escape fear by faith in Jesus Christ. Let's talk to Washington. I'm sorry. Let's talk to Carolyn in Washington State. Carolyn, come on in.
Hi, thank you. I tried to get through when Dr. Sherry Tenpenny was on to ask her. Couldn't get through, so I'm going to ask you. Because I think I sent you an article on nicotine that tobacco leaves are actually good for you. It was the chemicals that companies put in, 500 chemicals,
yes,
to make them,
yes,
addictive and poisonous.
Yes.
I haven't heard anybody besides Dr. Artis and La Palma Columna talking about it. Can you back that up at all?
Well, I'm not by no means an expert, but I have read that, and I understand what you're saying, that the tobacco plant itself is not deadly or not is that poisonous to you. But as you said, they add nicotine and other things to it to make it addictive. And chemicals are processed and makes you sick. Now, I'm not pro tobacco. I don't chew, don't smoke, never have. I've never seen it. But I just know what I've read. I can't prove anything of that, Carolyn. I just know what I've read from other professionals that say that tobacco is not so bad for you. It's what they put in it.
Yeah, the nicotine is actually good for you. Okay, that was my question. Thank you.
Okay, well, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. But anyway, kind of different question for tonight, but that's okay. I enjoy it. Phone line's open, 844-769-2944. You know, folks, don't take me wrong. I'm not pro-tobacco by any means. I believe it's a dirty, nasty habit. And whether it's good for you or not is not the point of it. It's basically if you get addicted to it, which you can. All right, let's talk to Kelly right here in West Virginia. Kelly, come on in.
Hi, Butch. This is Kelly, of course.
Yes, ma'am.
This the subject about fear. We know that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now, I went through, you know what I went through, and I had lots of fear.
All right, hang on through the break, Kelly. Hang on through the break, okay? Okay. Folks, we have the break. We'll let Kelly share her testimony. She went through a hellish fear for quite a while. We'll discuss that break. This is
war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back, and the lines have been open almost since the beginning of the program. I started doing a little bit of discussion on fear. I'll teach it in more detail this coming Saturday in our Bible study. We're talking to Kelly now, and I was with Kelly, not 24/7, but I was around her when she's going through what she's going to tell you about in a second. She was walking in fear. That had her in bondage to the point she was afraid to go out in public. She was, I'm talking about somebody who was bound in fear. And it started with the COVID nonsense and it took a long time by prayer and interceding for her before Christ for that fear to be broken. Kelly, go ahead and share that.
Well, the fear, the fear I had was, number one, going outside. Driving, and the thing with the COVID, yes, that was another fear. the devil had my hands on me, his hands on me, because, you know, this was a lot of, the fear was caused by demonic activity. But, and you know very well what happened in 2009. That's where, you know, we talked on the phone, and, you know, I was a basket case. I mean, I was in bad shape.
Yes, you were.
That's where I ended. Yeah, and that's where I ended up in a mental institute. And the whole thing about it was it was a massive UTI infection. But they never treated it. And the medication probably pursued it even further. But, you know, there was a point where, basically, I didn't want to live anymore. And, you know, by the grace of God, and Joe especially, we worked through. And you have to face your fear. That's the big thing. You got to face the fear, and then you can deal with it. And you just say, no, you know, fear be gone. You're done. You know, and that's part of deliverance is fear. You know, fear is going outside, fear of abandonment.
Well, this wasn't something that you got overnight either, was it?
Oh, absolutely not. This one in 2020... there was 8 months that I was in the mental institute. Then what happened is they released me, but they released me without any medication. which put me in, I was catatonic. So I was in a coma for I don't know how long. You know, they had to feed me through a tube and all this. That stuff I don't remember, but I've been told about it. And, you know, it's that's a scary thing to go through. You know, the biggest fear was I didn't know if I was ever going to come home.
Well, you know, that's you mentioned that this was caused for a physical problem to start with. Then it went in, in the spiritual problems, and that's what really, that's when it got really rough on you.
Yeah. I pushed away. I pushed God away.
Yes.
And, yeah. And so now I weaned myself off of the medication. Myself, I cut it, and I just weaned myself off of it. No withdrawals. It's been now, going on 3 years that I've been totally off of the medication. And I'm back in my, I say I'm in my right mind now. I wasn't in my right mind at one time, but now I am in my right mind. And Joe and I, we read the Bible every single night. We pray for people, and I've got a praise report right now. Is a friend of mine, she used to be the landlord here. Her name is Judy Epler. She went in for a CAT scan. She has lung cancer. Now, she went in for this CAT scan. Her left lung is totally free of cancer.
Amen.
Her right lung has very little. And I told her, when I talked to her, I told her, you know, God answered my prayer, because I pray for her every single night, and her
Amen.
Husband both. He's got black lung. So, and he's on oxygen. And another praise report is Joe is off of the oxygen, and he's dealing with the COPD. He's dealing with the acid reflux, and that's hard. That's, you know, it makes me a little bit nervous, but I just deal with it because that's what happens. You know, you can't.
Well, it's a walk of faith, and you know, that because sometimes you get a little fearful, it doesn't mean that you're really backing off on Christ. You're just an individual, just a human being. You know, you don't make it perfect all the time, but you overcome it one day at a time, don't you?
Oh yeah, I mean, it took me a couple of years, probably.
Yes.
That's
important to know that.
Yeah. And then my testimony is on our website, which is ladm.us. And my testimony is it's on the website. And people can actually get on the website and read my testimony.
And you can download it and print. You should do that, folks. It's worth it, believe me.
Yeah. And you endorsed it.
Yes. Well, I saw it. I lived through it, so to speak, of you. I saw what you faced and what you overcome. So yes, I endorsed. I saw it. Anything else you want to say, Kelly?
Yeah. No, but like you say, I'm looking forward to the Bible study because you're bringing up fear, and you know that's a big thing with me. I've overcome my fear.
Amen.
But some people don't overcome their fear.
No, they don't. And you can, what you've been through, you can see that it can overtake you very easily, can it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I will end the call so somebody else can get online.
All right. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it. I mean, folks, you had to be around her to appreciate it. She was afraid to get out of bed. She was absolutely petrified. Went to visit her one day, and she was so scared, she wouldn't get out of bed. I had to talk her out of bed, talk to her. I'm telling the truth. This is what fear can do for you and do to you if you let it. That's how powerful it is. When Satan gets a hold of that, folks, he doesn't want to turn it loose, believe me. He does not want to turn you loose because he's got you someplace he thinks he can keep you. And only the power of Christ guts Kelly out of that. And that's the truth also. So bear with yourself, and when you're going through these battles, understand where it's coming from. Don't be afraid. Trust in our Savior because he will get you through it. one day at a time, one frustration at a time, one anger at a time, whatever it is, but trusting. All right, the phone line's open, like I said, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. You just heard a powerful testimony of fear, and I don't know what else to add. I wish I had time to get into more of the lesson, but I won't have time to do it right now. But please believe me, that fear will take you to hell. It means faithless, timid. Fear will take you to hell. Fear is a very, very serious sin, according to Scripture. You know, you have to understand that people who walk in fear, that they're not necessarily bad people. Kelly wasn't bad people. She needed some strength to get through this. And her friends and family prayed for her, talked to her, shared with her, were patient with her, because this isn't sometimes you shake overnight. Another thing people get caught up in, they think, well, if I'm having a problem like this, I'll just pray and they'll be going right away. It's possible. But it doesn't have to happen that way. Sometimes fears growing out of fear is a process. And growing in Christ is one of the ways to overcome this fear. And you don't grow in Christ by watching TV, sitting on a cell phone. You don't do that. That doesn't happen that way. Fear comes with the knowledge of Christ and who he is and the promises he gives us. Fear is a mighty motivator. In the essence of the fear of God, it's a motivator like Noah had to build the ark. A great motivator. Because he knew God was telling the truth, and he feared what was going to come. He reverenced God. But the other fear, the fear of death, the fear of loss of things or whatever, is a fear that binds you, chains you, and makes your life absolutely miserable because you're living in a time that you think you have to have. You're afraid to face reality. Oh, yeah. And folks, according to Luke, like I said, the book of Luke, you're going to find out for Christ in chapter 21 that men's hearts are going to fail them because of fear. I don't mean they're going to have a heart attack, although that could be part of it, but they're going to become fearful and backslide into the world. Go back if they ever were a Christian, unless their faith is able to overcome this fear, to be cast in a lake of fire. Let's go to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Great topic. A great study, and it needs to be preached really now, the time we're heading into. I think the pre-tribulation rapture doctrine is all about fear. Because they don't want to go through any hard times. But
of course it is.
I believe we're going to go through them. No.
Well, we're already starting in them. We're already starting in them, Bruce. You know that. We're watching our country literally deteriorate in our eyes. We're watching it fall apart in every way possible. Morally, financially, it's falling apart. Now, we're still above most nations as far as material possessions, but our country is literally falling apart.
These wars are about to break apart. Are going to disturb the entire world. It's going to cause a global financial collapse and lead to the mark of the beast.
I agree.
You know what it says? The beast receives a deadly wound in Revelation 13.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The deadly wound is what's coming. These wars and the global financial collapse. And then the world leaders, the religious leaders, the political leaders are all going to come together. Now, the only answer is to have a one-world system, a one-world government, a one-world apostate religion, and that's the healing of the wound. And once that takes place, it says all the world will wander after the beast for 42 months or 3.5 years. So it ain't going to be that long, but it's going to be a hellish time. But we're going to be tested with the mark of the beast, losing everything. But the answer to it is in Revelation 14, the first angel's message says, the devil wants us to be fearful, but God doesn't want us to be fearful. And the first angel's message in Revelation 14:7 goes like this: fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come. Mighty judgments of God are going to come down. And this is the one we got to fear. Jesus says in Matthew 10:28, fear not him can kill the body, but can't kill the soul. But fear me that I can kill both You know, we got to fear God, not man.
Amen.
But there's a scripture I like to read in Isaiah 33. I believe it's prophetic. It's 14 through 17. It's prophetic. It says the sinners in Zion are afraid. We got to get sin out of our life. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Who among us, as a question asked, who among us shall dwell with devouring fire, and among us who dwell with everlasting burnings? Who's going to stand? He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, despises the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munition of rocks. Bread shall be given him. His water shall be sure. Listen to this in verse 17. Thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. They shall behold the land as a very far off. Only the righteous are going to not be fearful and go through what's coming. But God's going to supernaturally look after it. Some people are going to go through this without dying and see the Lord coming alive and watch him blow the trumpet and raise all the righteous dead people of all the centuries and get caught up. And some people are going to live through this, but you're going to be supernaturally looked after. But we got to fear God, not man.
Well, you know that. But you know, people say, "Well, we're all going to escape it." No, that's not Bible. No, Bible said in Revelation 13, many beheaded because of Christ, many killed because of worship of Christ.
Yeah, you're right. Most saints will be killed, but there'll be minority.
Think of how many martyrs since Christ left already. Millions have been martyred already.
Yeah.
So why do we think we're better than they are?
Yeah. And the Pope's pushing this one world religion, you know, that they're going to...
The Pope just said the other day that Christ is a fraud. He failed on the cross. He said that. I heard him. And Lucifer is his son. Now, he said that.
Wow. What blasphemy.
He did say that. Yeah.
You're a great man, Pastor Butch. I admire you greatly. I know you're not faithful. I look up to you.
I'm mere mortal, but thank you. I appreciate your respect, but all worship to God and just pray for me, please.
Oh, okay. I do. I pray for you and your wife and family.
Well, thank you so much, Bruce. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. What an uplift to have people out there praying for us. Thank you, Bruce. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And again, I strongly urge you that if you do not receive our Minuteman News and our email blast, please email me. You're called the office, like I said, and give Faith your email address or call or email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. pastorbutch@startmail.com and say, I want to get the Minuteman News once a month, and I want to get the email blast. I want to see what you've been telling me. I know it's true, but I want to see it for myself. I want to share it with my friends. All we ask you to do, folks, is when you receive a magazine or a blast, pass them on to all your friends also. You'll see the Pope saying, you'll see him saying that Christ fell on the cross, standing before a congregation of people. This is the so-called leader of the Catholic Church. And I'm saying this purely out of pure love. If you're giving a dime to any Catholic church, you're committing a great sin against God Almighty. I'm not stuttering when I say it, I mean it. Because you're supporting a great evil with your donations and your help. If you're giving even physical help to an organization like that, as far as helping them, whatever, build on to their so-called church, whatever, if you're doing that, you're sinning against God. I don't care what else is being said. I'm telling you the truth. And a lot of denominations today in this world are against everything Christ says, and you support them. Is it any wonder we're being judged? Any wonder that fear is increasing every day? Folks, understand this. These last days are coming about as prophesied because there's a great falling away. And we can surely see that. In my own life, I fight this falling away. In my own life, I fight myself every day. As I told Crystal last week in the office here, that I'm only a man. I have to sometimes flee temptation. I have to rebuke Satan. All these things are part of my life because I want to serve our Savior. He does not demand perfection, my friend. he asks to walk righteously before Him. He said, the Bible tells us to be perfect, be mature in Christ, to understand that without grace we have no hope. Grace is not a license to sin. Grace is what keeps us walking in faith before Him, knowing that when we do mess up, He's faithful to forgive us if we ask. But don't take grace as a license to sin, as so many people teach us. The Baptists sometimes teach. Yeah, I was a Baptist. That's what I'm talking about. Once saved, always saved, live like hell and go to heaven theory. Not Bible at all. If you're walking in sin, you're not walking in faith. You're not walking in faith, you're walking in fear. Walking in fear, you're going to hell. So don't believe these lies about the pre-trib rapture. And as I used to believe myself, I taught it and believed it. I did. So I started reading the Bible on my own. Then I got in trouble. But we mustn't. I understand concern. Believe me, I'm concerned. I have, by the grace of God, 6 grandchildren and 3 great-grandsons. And one to be born the middle of next month. I am concerned about what the future is going to hold for them. I truly am. We'll never see America go back to what I grew up in back in the 50s and 60s. We'll never see America like that again. America has never, there's no hope for America. America is finished. I don't care who you vote for. It isn't going to change now. It's too late. You say, well, preacher, we slow it down. Maybe. Perhaps. But as Rob Pugh, a good friend of mine, as Wisconsin Christian News, he wrote an article, and a very good article entitled No Happy Ending. Now, America is seeing way too much to see it come back to Christ as it once was. I'm just telling the truth, but if we let that go into our minds and seep into our souls, we'll be so fearful that we won't be able to function, won't be able to think right. I don't think anybody that listens to my voice tonight is looking forward to any of these things happening. I don't think anybody really looking forward to death in the body necessarily, because it's unknown. But for those that know Christ, we know it's not the end. Actually, it's just the beginning. Like a baby that's in the womb. It's been nurtured and cared for in a nice, warm, loving place. At least a lot of them have been. And the mother saw that they eat well every day when she would feed the child through the umbilical cord. And the child was growing and is very content to be in there. And all of a sudden, he's shoved out and pushed into a whole different world. That's the same thing as dying, folks. You're not ending life, you're just beginning life. So we mustn't be afraid of what mankind may say to us or do to us. We have to walk in the might and the power of a living God. If maybe we need to yield the sword of the Spirit. We need to wield it and stand up to what's going on. We need to stand up in the name of Jesus to rebuke evil. Yeah, you might get in trouble for it. You may lose your job. You may go to jail. Your family may ostracize you. They may mock you, ridicule you. But what did Christ himself face? He who was perfect in every way. All the things I just mentioned happened to him. And I wonder, do we think we're better than he was? And don't tell me Christ didn't dread the cross. That's not true. Don't tell me that he didn't have a fearful time in the garden with sweat and blood. That's not true. His flesh hurt just like our flesh does. But he gave an example for all of us. Nevertheless, Father, not my will, but thine be done. I'm 76 years old. My time on earth is getting very, very slim. If I'm blessed to live another 10 years, how long does a year last, folks? How long does a day last? Our days are going to be a blur to me. How long does it take for a month to pass by? Only our Father in heaven knows exactly what the future holds. And I didn't come on tonight to load you down with a whole lot of things to make you more fearful. But I promise you this, on authority of the Word of God, that perilous times are already here. And we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg. If people already are walking in fear to the point of panicking, and not knowing what to do. They're so panicked they can't think right. If they're that way already, oh my, I can't imagine what tomorrow's going to bring for them. Folks, our God is able to keep us. He's able to take care of us. But remember this, we are His servants. He's not our servant. We're His people. He is our King, our Lord and Master. Our body belongs to Him. If you read Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, you'll find out that's our duty, to yield our body to Him. If it be His will that my time is up tomorrow on this earth, then so be it. As I once said, I said many times, death doesn't scare me, but living is killing me. Because of things in life that wear you out. Once we understand that the death of this physical body is not the end, there's something on this world, you're going to find out an amazing thing that you're capable of in Christ. Now, I didn't say you're going to build arcs or raise the dead. I didn't say that. But the amazing thing is the fact that one major thing is you quit being fearful of living and speaking up for Christ. You lose that fear of what man may think about you. None of us like to be laughed at, mocked, undone. That's just the way, that's natural. But in the world we live in today, in this country we live in today, if from time to time you don't offend somebody but telling the truth, you're not telling the truth at all. I don't mean radical, loud, angrily telling the truth necessarily, although it can happen that way. You're speaking the truth in love. We'll get some people really angry at you. Our Savior is perfect. He spoke perfect peace and perfect love. He also exposed evil and preached the damnation and hell and called the Christians of his day, a lot of the spiritual leaders, the sons of Satan. His righteousness got him crucified. Thank God that he was crucified for us. So don't expect anything different, folks, in your life. Walk in faith. Fear will bind you up till you can't even think straight. Understand who our Master is. Our Heavenly Father is our Heavenly Father because we become joint heirs with Christ. And here's the promises yet to come. So we do love you, and I hope tonight I was able to reach in, maybe bless you somehow. And we do ask if you can help us pay the bills here. I hate to keep saying that, but we have bills paid every month. They come due every month. They never fail. We do need your help. That's why you offer books and different things through the ministry, because we do need your help. We do love you. By the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night. And I have a guest on tomorrow night that you don't want to miss. Doug Thornton will be with you tomorrow night. And Wednesday night, Deputy Tripp Kester from North Carolina will be going to give us first-hand account of what's happening in North Carolina. We'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.